Hey, welcome back to Real Stories. I'm your host, and today we've got Buddy Blake here to talk about something that's actually really timely. Starter homes in Wilmington, North Carolina. You know, I feel like affordability is such a hot topic right now, and Wilmington's been getting a lot of buzz. So, Buddy, what's actually happening in the starter home market there?
Thanks for having me. Yeah, so Wilmington is experiencing this really interesting shift right now. We're seeing a genuine wave of affordable starter home opportunities that frankly didn't exist even a couple years ago. And I'm not just talking about prices. I'm talking about the whole ecosystem around first-time home buying.
Okay, so when you say wave of affordability, what does that actually look like on the ground? Like, are we talking about new construction or existing homes or both?
It's actually both, which is what makes it so interesting. You've got developers building new, starter-friendly homes in neighborhoods that are becoming really desirable. And at the same time, you've got existing inventory that's more reasonably priced than a lot of comparable markets. The thing is, Wilmington's been growing like crazy because of remote work. People realized they could work from anywhere, and suddenly this coastal town became super attractive without the crazy price tag of other coastal markets.
Oh, wow. That remote work angle is huge. So you're saying people are actually choosing Wilmington because they can work from home and still have that quality of life? That's a pretty smart play.
Exactly. And here's what's cool about it. Those remote workers are bringing demand, which is creating opportunity for first-time buyers who want to get into the market before prices get totally out of reach. We're seeing families move to neighborhoods like the ones near downtown and around Carolina Beach, and they're finding homes that actually fit their budget. Plus, you've got the lifestyle aspect. You're near the water, you've got growing job markets locally, and the cost of living is still reasonable compared to, say, the Northeast or West Coast.
Right. And that lifestyle thing matters, you know? It's not just about the mortgage payment. It's about what you get for that payment. So what are first-time buyers actually looking at in terms of price range right now?
So depending on the neighborhood and whether it's new or existing, you're looking at entry points that range pretty widely. But the sweet spot for a lot of first-timers is finding a solid home, maybe 3 bedrooms, reasonable condition, that lets them build equity without overextending themselves. The beautiful part is that Wilmington still has inventory at multiple price points, so you're not forced into one option. You can be strategic about location and condition based on your situation.
That flexibility is huge. I mean, when you're a first-time buyer, you're already stressed, right? So having options is everything. Now, I'm curious, are there specific neighborhoods or areas in Wilmington where this affordability is most obvious?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So you've got areas that are closer to downtown that are experiencing real revitalization. People are investing in those neighborhoods, which drives value up, but you're still catching it before it gets too crazy. Then you've got neighborhoods a bit further out that are still super affordable and have that suburban feel with good schools and community. Carolina Beach and the surrounding areas are interesting too because you've got that seasonal tourism element, which actually creates some unique investment angles for people thinking beyond just living there.
Okay, so there's actually strategy involved here. It's not just about finding the cheapest house, it's about understanding the market dynamics. That makes sense. So for someone listening who's thinking about making a move to Wilmington, what should they actually be thinking about before they jump in?
I'd say first, get clear on your financial situation. What can you actually afford? And what kind of down payment do you have? Second, think about your lifestyle and where you want to be in 5-10 years. Are you looking to stay long-term and build equity? Or is this a stepping stone? And third, really understand the neighborhoods. Spend time there, talk to people, see if the vibe matches what you're looking for. Oh, and we've got some deeper content on post-pandemic growth in Wilmington and how remote work is reshaping suburbs. That stuff is worth checking out because it gives you context for where the market's actually headed.
That's solid advice. I love that you're saying it's not just about the transaction. It's about understanding where you're actually putting your money and what the future looks like. So before we wrap up, What do you think is the biggest opportunity that first-time buyers are missing right now in Wilmington?
I think people are sleeping on the idea that buying a starter home doesn't mean you're settling. You can find something that actually fits your life, builds your equity, and positions you well for the future. The affordability wave we're seeing right now in Wilmington, it's real, but it won't last forever. The window is open, and first-time buyers who move thoughtfully right now are going to be in really good shape.
Man, I love that perspective. It's not about rushing. It's about being smart and intentional. Buddy, this was really helpful. Thanks so much for breaking this down and giving people some actual, actionable stuff to think about. Really appreciate you being here.
Thanks for having me. Always happy to talk about real estate and helping people make good decisions about their homes and their futures.